You ready?
Okay, you're good.
All right, thank you. Hey, I just want to welcome everybody to the Leadership Learning Electronic Board meeting for Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. Our anchor location is Layton Campus. It's at 100 West, 2675 North, Layton. Obviously, we're attending digitally. So with that, we'll kind of skip some of the things that we do. I'm going to go right to just call to order, okay? We're going to go around the room and just have everybody say who's here. So it's I Chumuzo.
I Deb Hansen.
I Terry Capener.
I Jimmy Sunlight.
Early.
There you go.
David. He's muted.
I love David, this. You're muted. Don't swear now. Don't swear now, David. Don't swear.
I wish we could just say the people who are on the recording.
My name is David Gray. I'm here.
Okay, David. All right. It looks like we have Janie, Don Banky, Don Kawaguchi, and Heidi. Right? So,
yep.
And I can do that. Yep. I'm going to do that just so it doesn't get all weird. All right. Hey, right off the bat, has everybody had a chance to review the January 10th, 2022 board meeting consent? Or has everybody had a chance to review the consent items, please?
Yes.
Okay. If everybody's had a chance to review the consent items, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent items.
I, Deb Hansen, move we approve the consent items.
Right.
I, Terry Kantner, second that.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, sorry, you have to say your name. Sorry.
Chuma.
Chuma Uzo.
Uzo.
Hansen.
David Terry Gray. Kapener. David Gray.
I, Jimmy Sunlight.
All right, wonderful. Consent items are passed. We'll go on to the business items. Heidi, I'll turn the time to you.
Okay. I'm not sure if you were all aware, but last week we got some guidance from the governor basically stating that the test to stay options were put on hold temporarily. I know most of our resources are depleted or backed up. And so schools were obviously running into trouble hitting their threshold numbers, which is 30 for our school, and needing to kind of either test to stay or make a backup plan. I will say that I was grateful for this guidance because it's something that we've been scared about, you know, test to stay, getting students tested in order to stay in school. Well, yesterday, as schools around us started making decisions on going to remote learning, we decided to have all of our parents give us some guidance on where they were with COVID. And with self, we did reach out to each of them and they asked them to tell us whether they had COVID or not, whether they were exposed, sick, had symptoms. And our current numbers, we have 74 total in Ogden, and we have 46 total in Layton. I will say that we did call both health departments. And the Ogden Weber Morgan Health Department told Jared that they had 900 cases come in yesterday, and they would never be able to keep that, update them. Sorry, I'm at home. Is my dog barking?
Does your dog have COVID too?
Yes. Can you tell he's a little person?
He's got a really bad cough.
Yes, he's coughing and he's in trouble. Anyway, we wanted to see what the actual health department had compared to what our parents said. And the health department flat out told Jared, our numbers will not be accurate. We do not have the staff to update them. So that's when I contacted Academica West to see what do we need to do to move forward with our remote learning for a few days. The great news is the CDC has changed the quarantine days to 5. So we've been off school since Friday. So we didn't have school Monday, President's Day. Tuesday was a work day. And so here we are, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temporarily suspending in-person learning. We have reached out to all of our parents. We had multiple families come in. In fact, I had a kindergarten teacher on my Layton campus tell me every single one of her families came to pick up their packets to learn. So a lot of good support from our families. Only a handful of kids showed up between both the schools today. And we will be reaching out to those that we didn't see today just to ensure they have all that they need for learning for the next few days. We did also scan information to them so they can just print it off if they didn't want to come to school. We are serving lunch and breakfast, just grab and go at both campuses for all 3 days. So that's where we're at. We are trying to stay in contact with what happens after our remote learning. Do we start at zero? Where do we need to go from there? But at this point, we're planning on school coming back, starting again in person Monday and moving forward. So any questions?
Sounds crazy.
It was it brought back a little bad feelings. I'm sure you guys saw it. Feels all too familiar, and like we've done this once before. And when you only said we're going to suspend in-person learning for a few days, and it turned into months, but we really have every intention of starting Monday.
Hello?
We have every intention of starting Monday up again in-person learning, and everybody seems to be on board. We did have one very mad mom. I finally had to tell her. She was mad that, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. She was mad. She said tests aren't valid and people aren't going to wait in line for an hour. And we owed her some money and we're doing she was doing our job. So anyway, I finally had to ask her to leave the school. And
okay.
Hey, yeah.
You guys got any questions? So we're over our threshold. That's what we have right now. The health department, the Ogden health. Well, I won't say Ogden. Health department in general can't keep up with what we have, and they can't keep up with the numbers that they're getting. It's probably like, I'm seeing 14,000 a day. Is that what you guys are seeing now?
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably worse than it's ever been, I guess. Okay, with that then, no questions for Heidi? You guys get any questions for Heidi? So this is just for 4 days, right?
Three, actually, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because Tuesday was a teacher work day.
All right, guys.
It's actually 2 days because Wednesday was your 1 day that you can have remote learning.
That you can call without the board, right?
Right, yes. You can call without the board. So it will just be for Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have it highlighted here what you probably should use your motion.
Yeah, we've seen that there. So. Okay, guys, well, if there's no questions, then, bottom line, after review of this information and that Heidi's presented here, I entertain a motion to temporarily suspend in-person instruction at both schools based on the following risk factors. Each campus has reached the COVID case thresholds for the state program, and the risks related to in-person instruction outweigh the value of in-person instruction. And Leadership Learning Academy has measures in place to return students to in-person learning. And bottom line, this is a temporary suspension of in-person instruction at Leadership Learning Academy, and it will begin on Thursday, January 20th and 2022 and end on Friday, January 21st, 2022.
Well, Terry Kavner, will make that motion.
So, second?
I, David Gray, will second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor? I, Chuma Uzo.
I, David Gray.
I, Terry Kapener.
I, Jimmy Sunlight.
Deb?
I, Deb Hansen.
All right. Wonderful. All right. This is passed. Let's go back to the agenda here. All right, thank you. Thank you all for that. I think next item that we have here is just business items. So calendaring items. We might have another electronic board meeting. I got to talk to Doc about that. But anyway, I don't want to go off topic here. Calendaring items. Next pre-board meeting, March 7th. Any concerns there? Okay, next board meeting, March 21st. And then everybody is going to the National Charter School Conference, right? All right. With that then, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I, David Gray, make the motion that we adjourn this virtual meeting.
I, Jimmy Sunlight, second the motion.
All those in favor? I, Chuma Uzo.
I, David Gray.
I, Deb Hansen.
I, Jimmy Sunlight.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you guys for joining us today. You guys have a good
week. Thank you guys for your support.
Yeah.
Great to see everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care.